Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Our subject today is the kingdom system. The kingdom system. Matthew chapter 13 verse 47 says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind. Please underline the word net. And then underline, gathered some of every kind. Which when it was full, they drew to shore, and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. So it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth, separate the wicked from the just.
Please
underline the good and the bad, and then the wicked and the just. And cast them into the furnace of fire, there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said to them, have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he said to them, therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old.
Now wasi wachirachira phobia ra ah what is say wachirachira phobia woni mu awuko ni fi a uhu nyoma dada ene nyoma fofro.
This is the last of seven parables of the kingdom in Matthew chapter 13.
Now when you abakwa sama o Matthew asempati du miensa ne ni etwato.
We have been extracting some kingdom truths hidden in these parables. The Bible says that it is the glory of God to hide a matter, but it is the honor of kings to search it out or extract what God has hidden. These kingdom truths in the parables are designed to transform you from being a theorist or a scribe. You know, a scribe is somebody who was copying the old testament. He was just a writer and he was a theoretical person. But when you learn these truths from the seven parables of the kingdom, it transforms you from being a theorist to being a prolific practitioner whose things are practically relevant to the world outside your home or your boundaries.
Hallelujah. Na se wote sa bakwa sami asia na hini nshisha ya nasia. Onyakupon ni trimpon ni se wunyo obia wini masamu ni keke. Na mamu yobia asamu na ya hini asamu no. E wo humu awudi ye jumankasa.
So we have to transition from knowing the word of God to making the word of God flesh, to making the word of God real, so that when we look at you, we can see, this is the word of God. This is the fulfillment of the word of God. Because it is practicalized in your life.
Hallelujah.
I believe that you will agree with me that we need practitioners of the word of God, not theorists.
Yes. Now you be here one ma. One day assembly ye juma ke juma nya omo muni assembly keke.
Today I extract for you three kingdom truths that Jesus wants to equip our lives with.
And na onyakopon hini enum sam no kram miensa na me pese ye hu a onyame Jesus Christ na nkasa pese ye nya e wa yabrabom.
The first truth I want to discuss with you is that the kingdom of God is a net.
Now, the kind of say, when you're
a In the parable, Matthew 13, verse 47, the Bible says that again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net.
Now I say, when you put on here, net is
spelled net. Is spelled N-E-T.
Net, yeah, net, yeah. Net, yeah, you're ditching me, net.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A net is a carefully, deliberately woven and intertwined system.
Sure. Bravo, Edu. What say? Asawi, eya huma bia, wanipa da seni atina siya jini ya susu, akika kikabo mejija kwa inka kira womu, nansu wawia ningi na anu e bomu.
If you look at a net, you see that it is a masterpiece, it's a masterful work.
Se wushe asawa, utimu seni ya watina seni ya inu watu ni buno yeye.
Because it is done orderly.
Esa asawa, omu yenu nindi suwa pepepe.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came to teach us today that the kingdom of God is not just a place. It's not just a position. It is a net. It is an orderly arrangement. It is a system.
The
second truth I want to extract from for you about the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom as a net or arrangement is for the world or is for now. Jesus said in our parable, Matthew chapter 13, verse 47, that the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was cast into the sea. The sea is talking about the world. So the kingdom system is for life in this world. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The net or the kingdom system intermingles with the sea or with the world. In fact, it intermingles with the sea, the net, or the kingdom of God, the kingdom arrangement. It mingles with the sea in such a way that if you were a believer, you would think that you were in the sea when actually you are in the net, which is
Hallelujah.
In the sea. Sometimes believers think that, well, they are in the world. Because they are not aware that the kingdom of God has been thrown into the world.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says that it guarded of every sort. So that as you are in the world, until the world comes to an end, until the net is full, God will not send his angels to do anything.
Yeah.
The kingdom arrangement is for this life, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Do not be confused to think that you belong to the world. I believe that the fish which is inside the net can be confused.
Yeah.
Am I in the sea or I'm in the net? Because the net is like so invisible.
Yeah.
It has so mingled up, intertwined with the sea in such a way that I don't know whether there is any kingdom arrangement I am in.
Mm.
I came to tell you in the name of Jesus, don't let the world confuse
you.
Don't let unbeliever confuse you.
Yes.
You may not see physically the things that you are believing God for coming to pass, but I want to tell you that you are still in the net. And when you fall, you are not falling inside of the sea for a monster to come and chew you up. You are in the net. No, the net. You are in the arrangement of God.
Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah! Hey, so who was sawa? Esau no gupum. Hallelujah. That's when you meet who were a sound of Wusham, Wusham, Wusham. One shay, yes, as a wapunumti, Obaba, Brasa, who are Yasini. Ah, that's what I said. Wusha a sound of Wusha a sound of Wendy and Wunats and Wendy. That's when Sonny de Wunemo, Mamma Obrasa, Obia, one in Yamini, Mamma Obraqua. Now, when Yamaka was a sample, what is she? Hallelujah. Oh, my boy, be to one Amurio. What does
the kingdom arrangement is surrounding you.
I receive it.
It is surrounding your family. Wherever you go, it's surrounding you in this world.
Hallelujah.
I came to encourage you, be conscious of it. Because you are protected by the net.
I receive receive it. In the
sea of life. Against the predators who are in the world. Against the devil system in the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will not leave you for the world system to mess you up. Just be conscious of the fact that you are in this net which is in the sea.
Now what your fashion would trim say, so we will come.
Sometimes a shark or a monster will come and roar at you. But you see, you can be afraid. But he knows, the monster knows that there is a net. There is a net between me and the believer.
Yes, hallelujah. And that be what? Well, to be baby, baby, and me power me now. You bet to me, I am it. Hallelujah. As I say, when I'm a bomb, Bobby, to mention what that I receive it.
Live in the kingdom consciousness.
Let
it fill your mind. Let it motivate all the natural things you do in this life. When you wake up in the morning and you are serving your husband and your wife and your children, whatever thing you think that is my natural responsibility, no, live in the consciousness. Yes. I am in the net.
I am in
there
the net.
Kingdom around me.
Yes.
I live in the order of God.
Yes.
In the religious order in the world.
Yes. I don't think my son didn't went to the woman. I'm not sorry, I'm not. Would you want to look no one at time for any? I'm not sorry, no problem. Will you chop money? I'm not where you call our proper. Can who saw when Yamia sauna a catawan? And it did your way in our so when Yami bambonumo.
Hallelujah. The sweeping you have to sweep in your house as a link to the kingdom of God.
Na a prana wo pra wo fie num po e wo e bobo ho wo yakopa hene num.
It has a link to your spiritual life.
Na e wo bibia e de ka wo sunsum abrabo ho.
Don't waste your life.
Mama wa abrabo en sekra.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord.
Don't
waste all your efforts.
Mama wa ho de nyina anyakwa.
Live that system Jesus life. Live that integrated life. Live in the arrangement of God. The final thing I want to extract for you from Jesus' parable in Matthew chapter 13, 47, downwards.
A system
that will move you from being a theorist, a scribe, to being a prolific practitioner of the instructions of the kingdom. The third extract or truth I want to teach you is that the main feature of the kingdom system is grace. Jesus was teaching this, but they didn't understand that he was teaching grace.
The
Bible says that when the net was cast by God into the kingdom, was cast by God into the world.
Now I say,
it gathered of all sorts. In other words, there was no criteria for entering the net.
Now I'm not quite say, so we are.
No matter who you are, once you are in the world or the sea, you can enter the net. There is no standard. Come as who you are. Come by grace. Because the thing gathers without any criteria is just by grace.
Jesus.
Anybody who wants to swim into the net, come into the net.
Now, Adia no Adia go. And now they are washing some say we mumra na we mumra. Obi biara we be just our doom na dino. We na fabra.
Bible says that it gathered good and bad.
Bible say or the papa ni boni ni na bomu ba se unu.
The good refers to the just. If you read the scripture.
Oka papa na wama wama de atentri ni tri ni atena.
And the bad refers to the wicked.
Na boni ni chwa wama mutsimu atene.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The Bible says that everybody entered the kingdom. The religious people entered the kingdom. Because the kingdom has a feature of grace. Hebrews chapter 12 says that we receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace. Whereby we may serve God acceptably. It is by grace that you can serve God acceptably. Now that you are in the kingdom or you are in the net, the Bible says that take hold of grace.
Bible say so.
Because grace called you. Grace sent you into the net. Leave the main feature of the kingdom by grace.
2
Timothy chapter 2 verse 2. Paul said to Timothy, that you my son,
be
strong in the grace which is in Jesus Christ. Don't be weak in grace. Be strong in grace. I want you to ask yourself if you believe you are in the net. If you are in the net or the kingdom of God. If you are a believer. Are you strong in grace, or you are strong in something else? Because grace saved you. So why are you taking the grace of God in vain? Do justice to grace so that you become the just. Because angels are going to separate the just from the wicked. Who are the just? They are the good fishes, so to speak, in the kingdom net. They are people who do justice to grace. The Bible said that freely you have received. Freely you have entered the net. Freely give. Let your speech always be full of grace. Always be full of grace. Not full of grace today and tomorrow. He said, no. If you speak about grace too much, these people, they will mess up.
Hey.
We have to speak about balance the thing and look at the just. Listen, the person who brought the kingdom arrangement, he quoted from Isaiah chapter 61 and said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He said that he had come to heal the brokenhearted, to give sight to the blind. He didn't quote the place that emphasize the justice of God to proclaim the day of vengeance. He didn't quote it.
Now, Emra Yesu Basa Sisuno, I don't pen on the bay, and it's Isaiah was say, when Yamiso Suma Pamiso, now a mamma wanted, sir, Medebesayaria, Medebef Tiwan Mom, Efra Mueniani, one cassa. Now I say what the market obia catia cramia, Medu obia catia bemano, Machana Bacano. Yes, one can name mom and the power in the media cinema madam soa on family and none of the kind.
There are some people who feel that if you don't balance it, Pastor, if your speech is always with grace, seasoned with salt, in other words, it is said that it preserves people.
Yeah.
It doesn't shoot down people.
Yeah.
Jesus himself was like that. Do you remember?
Yeah.
The Bible says that the sinners and the publicans, They were coming to him. And the religious people didn't like it. They said, why don't you preach again? You think that if Jesus was always pointing out, you are a prostitute, you must change, you are this, you are that. If Jesus was doing that all the time, do you think that the sinners will come to him? The Pharisees, they were doing that. That you, look at you, sinner. We are not like that. Jesus was not always chiding people. That is why the sinners and the publicans, they will come to him. And when they come, he will heal them. He will bless them. He will do some things to them in such a way that people thought that Jesus was a friend of sinners. He was encouraging sin. You are preaching too much grace. You are making the people sin. That is why people are sinning in the church. It is not like that.
Natie, ya na ya junior ya say so for baby awuka aduma sam na wan fa onyame atamu na balance na onipa ne ba yobone hie na wonim sa adum bi na aji wa ba yobone ene na adum no wonti ase na de oka ne say yesu oba asasisu edu baby awu se mama obi amra menchan adiboye fo ni nyina amra obesa wo yare a wonka hwe wonka se wo ye dwama modi wan sisa obeko jam ochi wo bi aba ne chan omo bampo papa was our say yes, you are not a piampia woman.
Yeah, we receive by grace. Never once did Jesus say to anybody, you have to fulfill some criteria before I will bring healing to you.
Now,
you heal them and say that don't go and mess up again.
Now,
I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. And the word, look at 2 Timothy, where we are, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. Second, and the things that you have heard from me, what did Timothy hear from Paul?
Now, Paul, what did you feel, Timothy?
The things you have heard me say among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach other people the same kingdom truth.
O se san sama Timothy, what did you feel me, Paul? Hono, for san sama ya suma nyame krofo, amo amo so etumi di akirekire binum.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was not easy for Paul.
Na nya ho ade aya ho mere ma Paul.
Paul talked about the grace of God in such a way that people thought that Paul was encouraging sin in the church.
Now, Paul kasafa adom ho ama
and people misunderstood his teaching. They were saying that we should go and sin so that the grace will come more.
Ebi mo se oh Paul amaye kwan adwaman aye mo ensan yanom esa se ye ni nyina wi adom bi wo homaye.
The kingdom life is a life of grace.
Na wo nyankopo won hinia na bra boy aye adom na ye de nante.
Don't take the grace of God in vain.
Na fa wo nyankopo won adom na ntoto fam.
You have to labor in the grace.
E wo se wo ku e wo adom no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul says that the grace of God was upon me and I didn't take the grace in vain, but I labored.
Now Paul say, na wo nyankopo won adom no wo me so na ma fa
if you understand the kingdom arrangement,
you
will be a hard worker in this life.
You
will not be a lazy anointed man of God.
You
will not be a lazy anointed worship leader, thinking that what is important is the anointing when I'm leading worship. No, your life outside is important.
Now what you buy yourself?
Let it shine among men in the world.
Now we are seen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Do justice to grace. Who are the wicked in the Bible? Today I want to define for you the wicked in the Bible. The wicked are the people who received grace but didn't give grace in the way they received it.
Now it's more different than one man. One man Adam so, one man Adam so. Adi woman. Now so one man Adam Romu Yibima.
You came in by grace.
Who Adam bin Adam Obaye?
But your speech is not full of grace.
Oh mercy! Now my man, someone who can Adam nim.
You are wicked.
What's more than it?
Yes, you are wicked. You came by grace. God forgave you that much.
Now worship from Swanee Bonnie Awoyaye. When you mean I'm a dumb sucker, can I do what they were banning?
Without you paying any price. He said, just come to me. And when you came, you decided to speak more about the justice of God, the severity of God, a message that Jesus Christ didn't quote, that I came in my first coming to talk about the vengeance of God. I didn't come. I came to bless.
Now, oh, mercy, Lord. bebre na wobo na wonyame aye na dom na wache ne di na ba ne buo mu no onya kwanja sa wo be kan sam na kire bi nu ma wodo onyame atamo ne na katua ene de ka kire wo mu adom na wonya ya wode bam ne de wonka bi na wodo onyame atamo yesuru a kristo wo ba ko yakopon ama wonka bi na mo men sira no de ba ye no wonka bi na mo wo be wu esa sa wa ye bone onyame be tua o kasa sa wa ye bone no odi preachu wo so ye witini.
Ladies and gentlemen, God at the end of this age, He is going to sit down.
Nah.
And He is going to go into His kingdom. And He is going to take the wicked. You wicked. You, I forgive you that. You wicked servant. I forgive you that much. Why couldn't you forgive your other servant as I did forgive you? He said that you are wicked. He will take the wicked. Those who didn't do justice to grace, that called them. Those who were not strong in the grace of God, He's going to separate them. And the Bible says that His forgiveness, He will take it back because there is an end to grace. If you are listening to me, I want you to understand the kingdom, you come in by grace, but don't mess up with the grace of God. Once you are in the net, ladies and gentlemen, give out by grace. Live by grace. Let your word be full of grace. Preach Jesus, who was full of grace and revelation or kingdom truth. Preach Him, because if you don't, He is going to separate you wicked. I showed you grace. You didn't show grace. What kind of wickedness is this?
Now,
says that you put them somewhere and there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
But see, if you are sitting there, you are sitting there. What their trimodi for begunche no their papa for begunche. Who can yamia sam baby de or hidden in the nakua bonny channel? What did the sika or dinner channel? Well, Pierre, I want to hold the cut 10,000 at their chow. Who Pierre want to know be the cut 20 Ghana? What's on the minute they are found by whom or cut me woo wakuno? What say? So what a domina what dema wano? What so a man so young so went to me and yes, I domini be unfantra. What so would trim what do you would dinny? Safon obey you one more sinchain. Now, Bible say a si charge you any soup and a baba womoso and it's a domina yamete ma what the one from chao ama ube runa hinienum wosuso kwa sa domu seminabi kwa kafa yesu Christ aduma shanema kwa kafa yesu edisame fase ye nina ya mrasadia yetibiara na obeje yanu sansamono ena kokoka.
Grace will tolerate the religious in the kingdom next.
Yes, you'll
be swimming with other people, the religious and the kingdom people in the kingdom. But respond to grace. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The preaching of the grace, the message of grace, is the preaching of the kingdom. Acts
20:24-27.
Preaching the kingdom of God.
It's
preaching the message of grace.
Because
the main feature of the kingdom next that God has thrown into the world. The main feature is grace. I came to encourage you like Paul did the church in Galatia. Don't set aside the grace of God. Don't set aside the grace of God. That grace is just for getting born again. Grace is just for waking up early in the morning. Grace is just for putting food on your table. Ladies and gentlemen, your whole life must be full of grace and kingdom truth.
Hallelujah.
These are the three things I want to extract for you from Jesus's seventh parable of the kingdom.
Now when in some ya no cra etuso and so on ewo yesu abakwa sama okan wo matthew sempati do mi ensan.
If you know these things,
so when him san your maya,
you have a treasure
and na wo benya achede asronkobi.
It is a box full of kingdom hallelujah revelations and truth.
Hallelujah. Eya daka asronkobi a onyankopo ahenie ne no cra ne na di sem nyina wo mu.
You will cease to be a theorist.
Ananko ba ne se wo beye obi a wonim dia keke.
You see that every minute of your life, it's practical, it matters.
Now, who say, "Anamo bi a wutu bi a bravo bi a wutu bi a ehia."
You will not be religious.
Enko ba ne se wo de nipa nsisa ye do sunkuto na obedisu.
You will not be full of efforts.
Enko ba ne se wo wa ho odinkuto na
You remember the grace of Jesus. Whilst you are in the net. God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.